When you've been hurt by your spouse, it's easy to criticize them for all the problems in your relationship. But there's an old saying that says when you have one finger pointed at someone else, you're pointing three back at yourself. Meaning when you're focused on your spouse's sin, sometimes that's when God convicts you of your own sin. I'm John Fuller, along with Greg and Aaron Smalley. They lead our marriage department here. And Dave and Kirsten Samuel are former colleagues here at Focus. Kirsten was deeply hurt when she discovered Dave was struggling with pornography. Over time, though, God quietly reminded her of her need for grace as well. Here's Jim Daly.
Kirsten, I do want to ask you how God confronted you about your wedding vows. I mean, that sounds odd at this point. People are going, what? How did God use your wedding vows to bring that back to you and say, wait a minute?
Well, to the little preface to that was, we told you that our son was overseas in school. And so we had to leave a message for him. And he called and talked with us. And Dave told him what had happened. And he said, well, I forgive you, Dad. And he was very gracious. But about 2 to 3 weeks later, I got a phone call. And it was our son from overseas, which was, weird. And he's talking, and then all of a sudden he said, Mom, do you love my dad? And that started God taking me through my vows. Because when he asked me that question, we had met with our restoration team, and God had begun his work in me long enough that I could see the hope. And I could tell my son, honestly, I love your dad because love is an act of the will. It's not an emotion. Because right now I can't stand him. I don't like him at all. But I love him because I made him a commitment. And then God took me through my wedding vows, line by line. And these were the traditional vows. And as we worked through, as God took me through that, you know, I had to say, okay, yes, Dave has kept, you know, forsaking all others. Well, no, we didn't keep that one, you know, and I got really upset about that. But God said, neither have you. And I love reading. I'm a reader. You know, I love story. And God reminded me of some books that I had read where there was just enough titillation in them that my thoughts were not toward my husband. And scripture tells us if you think it in your mind, you have committed it. I was guilty. So I couldn't throw a dart at him because I was just as guilty. Mm-hmm. And as we worked through those vows, and as we got to the end of it, the question that God kept saying to me was, am I big enough to heal your marriage? Huh. Now, either I believed God was big enough and I believed he was who he said he was, and said he is, or he's not. And so that's a spiritual crisis right there.
Oh, man, I think we've painted the picture, and we're going to come back next time and talk more about your story. And I think the twist of this, Kirsten, and we're certainly not ignoring you, Dave. I mean, you play a significant role here, but it's how God began to work on your heart specifically. And it's a beautiful story of really the older brother. Mm-hmm. In the prodigal son's story, his heart mm-hmm. toward his sinner brother. Mm-hmm. And I do want to pick that up because it's so restorative. And, you know, there were two prodigals in that story. That's the irony.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And you have walked that out. Dave, obviously, the younger brother in that context, but you had the older brother tendencies, mm-hmm. and we're going to cover that next time.
Aaron, this is a really sensitive topic, and men sometimes get blamed for being the primary users of pornography. That, of course, is, I think, statistically true, but this is a growing problem among women as well. So what's behind that? What's causing that?
It's interesting because the statistics show that one of three visitors of all adult websites are women.
Oh,
33% of women ages 25 and under search for porn at least once per month. So it's intriguing because, yes, what is going on? It's never about sex. It's about connection. Hmm. And you think deep inside of each of us, we are created to be connected to both God and each other. And amidst our culture where loneliness is rampant, women are longing for that connection and looking for that connection. It's interesting because they say that women are mainly entering into like chat rooms to where they can connect with people. And so it's much more about the connection, a false connection versus sex.
Well, what about this phenomenon that I've been observing of romance novels? When I go looking for an ebook, a new ebook, all the top titles at any given point seem to have a lot of really harlequin romance kind of steamy, sexy fiction novels. Is that considered pornography? And is that kind of a reflection of what you're talking about, this romantic connection that, women are longing for?
I'm guessing what you're talking about, yes, that it's a soft type of pornography. And again, it's looking at the women as they read about these steamy romances. It's really what they're looking for. And it's the connection between the characters. And so it's really, I will often say, it's you evaluating your own heart with what am I reading? Is it, you know, edifying? Is it, you know, putting good things into my mind and heart? Is it harming me? How am I managing that? Really being honest with yourself and taking a good look at, you know, what am I engaging with?
Yeah, well, Focus on the Family is here to help. If you're struggling with pornography, please know that we have a caring team of Christian counselors. They can have a free phone consultation with you. They'll direct you to resources, to someone in your area to get in touch with, to connect with, to counsel with on an ongoing basis. The number to call is 800-A-FAMILY, 800, the letter A and the word family. If you'd like to learn more about how God worked in Kirsten and Dave's lives, be sure to request a copy of Kirsten's book, Choosing a Way Out. It's available for a generous gift of any amount to further the work of Focus on the Family. Donate to Focus today. Help us help so many people around the world with this struggle of pornography. You can donate and request that book online. The details are in the episode notes. We'll hear more from the Samuels next time. For now, on behalf of the Smalleys and the entire team, I'm John Fuller. Thanks for listening to the Focus on the Family Marriage Podcast.